All right, so how should you be trading this report? Because clearly the market doesn't know what to make of it right now. Luckily, we have Interactive Brokers chief market strategist, Steve Sosnick, who will share all his wisdoms with us. Steve, always good to see you here. If you would have asked me yesterday how the street would have reacted to a jobs miss on the headline, I would have said positive because it delays a taper. But that's not exactly what we're seeing here in the early going. Why do you think that's the case?
Good morning, Brian. I think that what we're seeing is the market really trying to wrestle with the idea of what matters to it more. Is it about the economy or is it about monetary policy? Now, we've been in a monetary driven market for so long, it's hard to say that monetary factors aren't at the forefront of the market's mindset right now. But, you know, what I think we may be seeing here in this situation, the reason for sort of the lackluster, disjointed activity we're seeing this morning is we can't really figure out whether this delays tapering in a meaningful way. You know, probably takes it off the table for the next meeting. But there's stuff in here that is not necessarily bad, other than the headline number. Wages are good. The unemployment rate is good. You know, it'll take a little more work, but maybe this is really happening because people are either stepping out of the workforce, they've rethought their priorities with COVID. People who are in a better demographic situation, in many cases, I know people who are retiring because their stocks are their portfolio is doing well. They can leave the labor force. There's a lot of cross currents here. And the bottom line is it about a strong economy that will help earnings and corporate growth, or is it about just this relentless hose of money flowing into the market? We'll resolve that today and over the coming sessions.
Well, Steve, hopefully you won't be retiring anytime soon. We still need you on these shows, my friend. Well, let me just follow up on that with you. Do you think this report is a rally ruiner?
It could be. I think it's tough to say, you know, pre-open. What I have been noticing over the last couple of sessions is actually a bit of a change in trend. Through most of the summer, what we'd seen is basically there was like a little party in the market when the Europeans closed at 11:30, and we would tend to see the market rally after they went home. Over the last few sessions, pretty much since August expiration, when we have that little mini shakeout, we've actually started to see the markets decline in the afternoon. I haven't really been able to put my finger on the reasons why yet, but my suspicion is that it's institutions not buying as aggressively as they were, and that I think the support from the market is coming from more trading-oriented types than investment-oriented types. And we'll see how that all transpires over the next few days. This absolutely could be a rally killer, but I think you'll get enough economic narrative to push it, to get people thinking about the monetary fixtures. And also, quite frankly, the buy the dip mentality remains very, very strong. And so whatever initial drop we have will probably be rectified relatively quickly from a trading point of view. And then from a longer term point of view, we'll have to see how this all shakes out.
Steve, along the lines with what you were saying, I mean, this bull market has really laughed at any signs of worry or any signs of challenge here. We haven't had 5% pullback since last October. So we talk about the fact that we might be due for one, but it doesn't seem like we've been able to get enough data that has been slowing here in order for investors to be a little bit more concerned about it. So I guess, what do you think it's going to take in order to maybe get that pullback that so many are saying that we have been due for now for quite some time?
Shauna, your point is a very good one, because I think people have been looking for the next correction of ages. And I think we've been seeing divergences for a while, but they haven't been all that meaningful. The mentality has been every dip is a buying opportunity. And I think it will take either some combination of economic shock, exogenous shock to the markets. I don't even want to think about what that might be. But on a more regular basis, I think actually the market is going to be a bit more sensitive to any reduction in the monetary flows, meaning tapering, which, remember, is not tightening. It's just taking your foot off the accelerator, not tapping the brake. And even that, I think there's a lot of money flowing into very speculative ventures right now, outside the stock markets, as well, which we won't get into, but we all know what they are, the crypto, the NFTs, et cetera. So there's a lot of money flowing to very, very highly speculative situations. And when we look back at when this ends, I have a feeling it's going to be something that no one is thinking about right now. You know, some it's irresponsible for me to just speculate wildly, but that's the tone of what I think it would end up being.
And Steve, glad you mentioned crypto assets. I'm looking at Bitcoin right now on the Yahoo Finance platform. It spiked a little bit moments after the jobs number came out, hanging out almost at $51,000 right now. If in fact this jobs report is a rally ruiner, and I'm on board with that, I see where you're coming from here. Is that good for crypto assets? Might we see an exit out of stocks and then another further push higher in crypto?
I think the two aren't particularly related. I think that you know what we see in crypto is much more related to the easy money that's flowing around. I also think Bitcoin has become in many ways a barometer for risk on sentiment versus risk off sentiment. I think when we see sort of a risk on type of rally, we've been seeing Bitcoin move higher. I think it's not really a hedge for anything at this point. We've tried looking at it as a hedge versus inflation. It just really isn't, at least in its short life so far. I think what it's really telling you, the move up today is telling you that crypto investors see the monetary faucet still turned on, and that is good for speculative assets like crypto.
Steve, what do you make of the recent action in the bond market? Because I know it's hard for a lot of investors to kind of wrap their heads around the action that we have seen. We certainly have not seen this breakout to the upside that maybe some people were expecting to see. So what do you think that's signaling to us at this point?
I think, Shauna, it comes back to the same situation. You know, the bond market you can really put a circular thought to the bond market, you know, because remember the 10 years, it's not 10 year treasuries. It's not about credit. It's really just about inflationary expectations. And the Fed's, you know, on one hand, if they tighten, it actually reduces inflationary expectations, which then dampens the 10-year. On the other hand, if they loosen, the economy can go stronger, and then you see the inflationary signs pick up. So the signals are topsy turvy, and I think that's a big feature. It's really a bug, but. This is what's emblematic of when we've been driven by money flows rather than economic flows. Because I think the signals from the bond market are very convoluted. And don't forget that there is someone out there buying $120 billion worth of bonds every month, which has a huge influence on liquidity and that market's ability to signal.
Steve Sosnick, Interactive Brokers, Chief Market Strategist. Always good to see you. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend.
Brian, Shauna, have a good one.